Our coverage from the 2018 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis being powered by ITC, your Energy Superhighway, as well as by the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA Alumni. Pleased to have along with us today the Chief Executive Officer of the FFA organization nationally, Mark Pessel. And we had the opportunity to catch up with Mark after the opening kickoff luncheon at this year's activities here in Indianapolis.
Mark, this year looks like another incredible year. I know you're talking 65,000-66,000 people before the end of the week. That's just mind-blowing.
It is, and it, of course, it's our students that make this such a special week for all of us in Indianapolis. And quite frankly, we do expect record attendance at this year's convention. A lot of new things that are being presented to students, and we believe that continues to spur interest in ag education and what we're doing here at National FFA.
One thing that you highlighted at this kickoff luncheon was this new innovative space that you're going to have for students to be able to go through over the next few days, something called the Blue Room. Tell me about that.
The Blue Room is FFA's opportunity to present innovation and technology in agriculture to young people from all around the country. And we feel that there's a real need to do that because not all of our students from every part of the country can see the intricacies of precision ag, of robotics, of genomics, of all the scientific, technology, engineering kinds of things that are involved in modern agricultural production. And so the Blue Room will be an experience that students can have and learn about many of those types of concepts. So students will go through this room. We expect about 4,000 young people will go through the room this week, and then we will extend that educational content in an initiative called Blue 365, so that we'll take what is presented in the Blue Room and present that in digital fashion to teachers and students all around the country for the ensuing year.
Wow. So the Blue Room, the concept of it, has been developed by some real key players, some key sponsors and supporters.
They are, and one of the key initial funders of this has been a group here in Indiana called Agrinovus Indiana, and this is a group that is working hard to develop the Ag Biosciences Corridor in central Indiana. And they've done tremendous work in encouraging startups and really promoting innovation and technology in agriculture. That startup got us rolling, and we were able to attract companies like Microsoft, who is also a title sponsor of the Blue Room, as well as firms like Amazon and many others who have said, we want to be a part of the Blue Room.
When a student experiences that, what's your hoped outcome?
Well, there's a couple of things that take place in the room. So there's a central stage where there will be a couple of TED-type talks that will be presented to students. The first 10-minute talk will be about presenting a concept or an idea to a student. There'll be a facilitated discussion, and then a second TED talk that will present a challenge to the students that they need to solve either while they're in the Blue Room or they take back home with them to think about, how am I going to address this certain topic about respecting the planet or feeding everyone or improving overall lives?
Beyond the Blue Room, beyond this convention, in fact, you're really charged with the responsibility of kind of steering the ship in a lot of ways of the FFA organization. You're doing that in a world increasingly that doesn't know what farmers and ranchers do, what agriculture is all about. And it seems like that's part of the challenge that you've taken on.
Well, it is part of the challenge that I think we've taken on, not only at FFA, but in agricultural education classrooms around the country. FFA has grown by almost 50% over the last 20 years. And so we continue to find students that are interested in what we're doing. About 55% of our students now come from rural areas, but that means 45% of our student members are coming from urban and suburban and town areas. And I think that's significant that we can present the concepts of agricultural production as well as the 255 unique careers that are associated with agriculture to young people that perhaps have never thought about where their food comes from.
I know that the challenge in a lot of our high schools these days for a program like Ag Education is to remain relevant. And, you know, it seems like that FFA is, of course, a key part of making sure it is relevant, and all the science that's associated with FFA and with Ag Education is a part of it as well.
It is, and we've been very active in funding an educational curriculum called CASE, which is the Curriculum for Agriscience Education. And it is a program that is engaged with STEM education, science, technology, engineering, math, very interactive, very scientifically based, and it uses examples of agriculture in order to drive home the concepts that the students are learning. So we think that that's just one more tool that we have in our toolbox that allows students to at least begin to think about, how could agriculture be a part of my future in terms of my career?
End of the day, you've obviously been through the hoops here for a couple of years now as CEO. What's the vision that you're starting to really wanting to take this organization to the next, you know, half dozen to 10 years?
We have built our strategic plan, one of the foundational principles that we have developed is one around inclusion and equity. We want students to feel like FFA and Ag Education is a welcoming place for them, that all students have a place. But we will build our future around teacher recruitment and retention, teaching students the how of advocacy and ag literacy, and then ultimately career preparation and leadership development. And so we'll be investing in that. You know, we have 1,049,000 young people in ag education programs around the country, 670,000 FFA members. That means to some of us old business guys, we have a 64% market share. So we still have room to grow. We still have kids to reach in the classroom. And we look forward to doing that by really encouraging them to think about where we're taking this organization into the future.
One thing that you mentioned on stage I thought was fascinating, a chapter in D.C.
We 3 weeks ago opened up a new ag education program, an FFA chapter in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., which means we now have ag education and FFA programs in 24 of the 25 largest cities in the United States. So we're growing.
FFA CEO Mark Peschel talking with us here in Indianapolis at the 2018 National FFA Convention. Our coverage of the FFA here in Indy being powered in part by ITC, your energy superhighway. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.